गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। भक्त्या विहीना पराद लक्ष्यै क्षिप्ताश्च कामादि तरंग मध्ये कृपामयी त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृंदे नमस्ते चरणाय। संप्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रीति तन्मयतया तर्वोऽभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमान तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं मे मां चरणार्थि। First of all, my heartly dandat pranam in the lotus feet of my holy master Nitya Lila Pravishta Ang Vishnu Parshishun Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. Also, I bow down in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. We have come from India, especially from Vrindavan. The devotees from England and all over the world, they have a curiosity about Vedic culture. Now in this world, all are attracted and questions are coming, why all world, especially Western countries, are charming towards this. Really, we see that whole world is attracted now for Vedic culture and knowledge. Because they have realized this fact that we are doing so much exercise mentally and bodily to be happy. We know that now there are so many inventions in this whole world that it wonders. From medical science, home science, so many discoveries are going on. How to be happy? Whole world has come now very near. We can see anything from here in any part of world. We can hear just opposite of this sphere. Thing is a very remote village, vacancy, and hear that now in a moment that Labour Party has come in England in power. One can see cricket and everything in enjoy. So that whole world has come very near us. But we see also that there is a cause of this new civilization. Though we are all nearer, but we feel no sympathy, no love, affection for any neighbor. What to tell of neighbor? Wives and husbands have no sympathy within them. Very rare. They have no faith to each other. That is why they maintain separate banking accounts and everything. Children have separate accounts. Wife has separate. Husband has separate. All separate. Because no faith. So this faith has gone now. And actually no love for anyone. If in a same house anyone is going to marry and anyone is dying, but no sympathy. They don't know who is he and who is he. So this is the problem of this new civilization. There is no love and affection for anyone. We know that we are men. But why we are men? We will have to think that animals cannot think for future. So we should try to think future. Who am I? This question should rise. Who am I? Am this physical body or anything else? Why I came here? We'll have to be old one day if you are not dying just now. There is not a man or women, those who have taken birth, they will have to die. Certainly. When we will die, we will take nothing from this world from which we have struggled so much for whole life and we have collected it. This body will be also left here. Where to go? Who will go? If these questions are not arising in our heart and mind, certainly we are not more than an animal. So, also we think that whatever we do for happiness. But we think that none are happy. Even an emperor, prime minister, rashtrapati, or rich persons are not happy. For a moment they are happy, but next moment so many problems come. Why? We not wanted to be old, but forcibly will have to be old. So why this question arise in our mind? These questions have been solved in our Vedic knowledge and Krishna and Vedas, Upanishads, Mahabharata, Ramayana, especially in Gita, and especially in Srimad Bhagavatam. I am going to explain something from Srimad Bhagavatam. From Gita you should know that this body is not myself. We are soul. We are part and parcel of Godhead, Krishna himself, who is the supreme personality of Godhead. We are servant actually of Krishna, eternal servant of Krishna we are. But now, coming in this world, we have forgotten him. And that is why all kinds of problems are coming. Let us go 5,000 years before, when Parikshit Maharaj was the emperor of the whole world. He was so learned, he was so rich, he has beautiful wife, beautiful children, very big kingdom all over the world. So many experienced and wise persons were in his ministry. He was supported by Krishna, also you know. So he was very king person. And he has all equipments and all other things that a man can want. He has everything. He is so powerful. He was so beautiful. He was so wise. Beautiful wife, beautiful children, everything he has. But he was unhappy because in 7 days, a death will come and no one can protect him from that death. Because a boy of 5 has caused him that after 7 days, a serpent will come and he will bite and you will must die. Anyone cannot protect you. So, he was so worried. What to do? He was in dilemma. He returned to king, returned to his kingdom, gave up his all ornaments and clothes, and he went to Ganges side, and he left his taking anything, eating, drinking, everything. And he was sitting on the bank of Ganges. At once, from whole world, from whole India and whole world, all the rishis and maharshis, who are realized souls, at once gathered there, assembled there. Vyasa was there, Narada was there, Gautam, Hari, Yajnavalkya, Vishwamitra, Gautam, all others were assembled there. How they knew? There were at that time, 5,000 years, no such way to like a
computer, internet,
radio.
Eh? Radio, internet.
Radio, or anything. No computer, nothing. But all knew. Because their soul was so high class of realized soul. Being here, by practice of Bhakti Yoga, one can know what to tell of this sphere, also Vaikuntha and everywhere. They can know all hearts. How he is happy, how he is unhappy, he can tell everything, past, present and future they know. So they at once knew that after 7 days, a serpent will come and bite Parikshit Maharaj. And he is now on the bank of Ganges River. So all easily assembled there, and a very big sabha
assembly
was there. In the meantime, a little young boy, like mad, but very beautiful, quite naked. Nothing, no cloth was there. He was quite naked. When he was coming to this assembly, big assembly and learned assembly, some boys were with him. They were naughty. They were giving dust on his body. Some women were there. They were looking towards this boy. How beautiful. But he is naked like a mad. They were also falling some stones on his body. But when he came near unto that assembly, King Parikshit Maharaj stood up. Nard Rishi, Vyas, Angira, Gautam, all Yajnavalkya, all stood and welcomed him. And they took him, this boy, naked boy, who had not taken even a bath for long time, not washed mouth. Dust was on his
whole body,
quite like mad, and very respectfully all came and welcomed, and they took him to the Vyasasana like this. And he sat on that, quite naked. King Parikshit stood and did like this, folded hands, asked him very regardly and honorably that if anyone is dying just now, he is on the bed of death, what he should do? And for another, this was the second question, that those who have taken birth after one day, 2 days, 3 days, aaj kal ya barso ya parso ya barso, jarur usko marna padega. Those who have come to this world, they will have also to die. So what they should do? First question, that those who are just dying, what they should do. And secondly, those who will not die today, but die tomorrow, after that day, in 100 years, 1,000 years, 5,000 years, they must die. What they should do? This was the second question. How can we be happy? This is the question of all audience. This is the problem with all. So in general he asked Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami, you should look, you should see that one side the emperor of the whole world, having all equipments with him to be happy, so much money, beautiful young body, so a strong body, having so much power in whole world, and another side quite naked, no cloth, nothing, not a wristwatch to see the time, not a single phuti kauri. Phuti kauri, you know, in India, not a farthing also. But he was so happy, not taking bath for so many long time, no care for this body, but he was so happy, having all things. And we are saying that Parikshit Maharaj, having all things, what we want for be happy in other side. You can imagine between both that who is happy. Having all things necessary for life is not happy, and having nothing, naked, but he is happy. Why? This is Vedic culture, Vedic knowledge. He has Vedic knowledge. He has, but Parikshit Maharaj, having all these things knowledge, but he was pretending to be like that. He was a proud bhakta. But yet, to give something for general persons, he was playing a part of, like he is not happy. He was not less than Sukadev Goswami. So, we should try to know what is that thing that Sukadev Goswami was so happy and emperor was not happy. So we should know all these things from Srimad Bhagavatam. There is no book like this in whole world. Also, it is this substance, it is the purpose of whole Vedic scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam. Because Vyasa has collected it in his last days. After collecting, dividing four Vedas, he has made so many Purans, Mahabharata, Vedanta, Sutra, but he was not happy because his Gurudev came and told that why you are not happy? We have given all kinds of knowledge. By Gita, you have told all things. But even you are not happy. He told, I don't know. Please tell me. He told that you have not told anywhere about Krishna. You have told something in Purans and Upanishads about Krishna, but you have not told about Gopi's prema, love and affection. Coming to this world, if you have not this prema, love and affection, your life is like animal. So, everywhere in Vedas, Upanishads, and especially in Srimad Bhagavatam has been told that actually we are the servant of Krishna, and Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. We can have the darshan of Krishna and service of Krishna if we have prem, love and affection. We have all affection in our heart, but that love and affection is confined only to self, to his family only. We don't know that we are part and parcel and servant of Krishna. So, a lion, a tiger, ferocious tiger, has also some love and affection for his children and wife. He can kill all persons, but he will protect and he will have so much affection for his children. You know, dacoits and thieves, they kill so many persons, but yet they love, they have some affection and love for their children and wife and near and dear. So everyone has love and affection here. But in sankirna way, simit roop mein rakhte hain. Not for Krishna, not for any other else. So this is the problem of this yoga artist civilization. So Parikshit Maharaj is asking from him, we should further go and we will see that Sukadeva Goswami is explaining to Parikshit Maharaj. He is telling that we are all part and parcel of Godhead and we are forgotten, and for this reason we are unhappy, and we will be unhappy for lakhs and lakhs coming births if you are not have bhakti to Krishna, love and affection for Krishna. That is why Krishna is so merciful. Bina karan?
Causeless.
Without any cause. Causeless merciful he is. That is, he sends his powers like a charge, like guru. And sometimes he comes himself. So 5,000 years before, he came to this world, especially in Vrindavan, Bhumi, with his all associates. How he came? We see there are some reasons. What reason? At that time comes a demon and his so many friends, Agasur, Bakasur, Putana, all were making so much a problem for all. They were free to take any wife, to kill anyone, to take all. So this Prithvi Devi, Bhu Devi, earth, took a shape of cow and went to Brahma, who has created this world. And she was weeping. Brahma knew this fact, and with all goddesses and semi-gods, demigods, he went on the bank of Kshirasamudra and he was meditating. That Prithvi is, Bhudevi is so unhappy, worried. He should come and protect. Also, there are two regions. Drona and Dhara have done so much austerities. They were doing aradhana of Supreme Personality of Godhead. That we want some prem, love and affection for you. We want to love and support you like my son. And also Kashyap and Aditi, the first man and woman of this world, they have also did so much hard stories for Supreme Personality of God. And they wanted that a son like you we can have. Narayan appeared before them and told that, yes, I will be your son because there is no other one like me. And he, Brahma, also gave benediction to Drona and Dhara that you will have affection and love, and Supreme Personality of Godhead will come like your son and you will support and nourish him. So Krishna came in Dwapar Yuga, in the last of Dwapar Yuga. To establish Yuga Dharma and also to kill demons and to save saints, bhakts. So he appeared in both places. Drona and Dharavesh were Nanda and Yashoda, and Kasama and Aditi were Vasudev and Devaki. Vasudev and Devaki, at that time they were in prison of Kamsa, and Nanda and Yashoda were in Gokul, on the bank of Yamuna. In jail, he appeared like God, Supreme Personality of God. 400. So God's hair, so beautiful, having golden and jewels ornaments, like 16 years old. He appeared. He did not come from Om. But at the same time, in the same moment, he came from the home of Yashoda in Gokul. Like a boy, very little boy, natural. In Gokul he played like a boy, here and there. In Vahud he was so naughty, and in jail he told Vasudev and Devaki that you should take me to Gokul. Vasudev Devaki took him to Gokul. And this Krishna 400 was mixed in Krishna in 200 and became a little boy, baby. And he began to weep like general boy. He became about 3.5 aged boy. He was so naughty at that time, like boys, general boys, that he used to go to other neighborhood gopis and gopis, and he used to stole makhan, misery and all these things. They never wanted that Krishna should come to our houses and he should stole something. Anyhow, Yashoda knew this fact. He wanted to make Krishna a very good boy. But he did not know that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he has come like a boy, like a child, like a son to him. So he sees always being like this, oh naughty boy. You should not be thief, you shouldn't be like this. But we know that Krishna was not a thief, not a liar. He was Supreme Personality of Godhead. He never told lie. So there are so many pastimes. I am coming to my mole object, because time is so short. In a day we cannot express all very good pastimes of Krishna. It will take merely 1 month, at least 1 month, to tell, describe all these things. Then you can know what is love, affection, who is Krishna, who am I, everything. So one day Yashoda thought that my boy is going to be a thief, because in my home The curds is not sweet. Milk is not so sweet. Makhan. Makhan means?
Butter.
Butter. Butter is not so sweet. My, these servants, maid servants, are not doing well. So he gave leave to them. And he was himself churning curd for sweet butter. And if Krishna will take it, he will never go to all other neighborhoods, homes, and he will stole anything. So he was sorry. She was so beautiful. Otherwise Krishna should but not be so beautiful. So Krishna was so beautiful, like her mother. Her mother was wearing a sari, a reshmi sari.
So silken.
Silken. Very, very lean and thin. She has some
earrings.
Beautiful. And she was doing like this. No? So very good face, like pearls were coming. And she was singing in so sweet that she was so much absorbed in singing Krishna. She was singing like this. Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Udukkale Sang Ghantatandulanscha Sanghantayanto Musalai Pramugdha Gayant Gopya Janita Anuraga Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. She was quietly observed her churis.
Bundles.
You know churis. But tinkling like
karta.
And churning, the sounds coming from the pot was like mridanga. Dhiktan, dhiktan.
Fie on them,
though, who don't love Krishna. They never chant Krishna. They never serve Krishna. So fie on them. And those who are serving Krishna and chanting, remembering, their life is certainly very, they are so much lucky and lucky. But fie on them, though have the body of man, but never think about Krishna. So fie on them. She was quietly observed. Krishna was sleeping on the bed, waiting for her mother. Oh, where is mother? In morning, in Brahma Murti, you know, in morning, about 4, we should not try to sleep because this is Brahma Murti. Those who want to be happy, they should give up their beds early in the morning to bed and early to rise.
Make a man healthy
and
wise.
You should remember all these Vedic cultures and knowledge. I'm expressing some only parts, because I have told that in a day, in a moment, in a hour, we cannot express. But I'm telling something. So she was singing in so way that he was quite absorbed. But Krishna was weeping. Though he was Brahma, but he was weeping. Why he was weeping? because previously I told that Drona and Dhara has done so much hard austerity for Krishna that he should come like a boy to me, as a son to me, and I will serve him. You should know that we are part and parcel of Krishna, and we have some relation to Krishna in our heart. If there is no relation, there is no service. If a lady, woman is married to anyone, then according to marriage, this relation has come, and then each other they can serve. If you have relation with a child, like she is your daughter, and anyone is your wife, you cannot treat them both as a wife. For mother, you should have service like mother. Wife, have a relation, wife, then you will have to serve your wife like wife. If is so your girl, you will have to treat like that. Everything depends on relation. So if there is no relation, no service. So Krishna has some relation with us. We have some relation by heart, by soul, whether we know or not know, but we have relation. In Vedic culture, it has been cultivated, this view. They have realized these things. That is why in Vedas, it has been told like this, Srimad Bhagavatam. So here, Supreme Personality of Godhead, having so much opulent, more than any incarnation of Bhagavan, but now he is boy, orphan boy like, son of Yashoda. Krishna is calling, mother, 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 I'm hungry. He was weeping, tears were coming, and he was doing like this. So this kajal mixing with tears coming, and Ganga and Jamuna were flowing here. He was weeping loud, more louder, louder and louder. But Yashoda was not listening because he was absorbed and churning, so sound was coming. At last Krishna, anyhow, he came down from the
bed,
palanka, and still weeping, he was going towards her mother. When Krishna came so nearer to Mother Yashoda, he took from one hand that churning stick, and by another hand he took the bell of his mother. So mother looked, oh, who is doing so? So Krishna was so beautiful, marvelous, so sweet, doing everything like a boy, not knowing anything, no knowledge, nothing. But he was Supreme God. He had forgotten his godliness, everything. Like a boy he was doing so. So when Yashoda saw, oh, my boy is so hungry, and he is so clever that he has, by one hand he has taken my bell, and other by he has taken my churning stick. He took that boy in his lap and gave his bell on the boy, and he gave his
breast
in the mouth of Krishna, and Krishna began to shock very sweetly. Yashoda with fingers he is cooking
kerosene.
What doing?
Kerosene.
Yeah.
Very
madly he was. Tears were coming. So beautiful boy, in his old age he had. So he was loving so passionately Krishna that tears were coming from love and affection. And these rooms, hair were standing there. This is Vatsalya Rasa. In likewise, we have all hidden some relation with Krishna. There are five relations in this world. No relation, but something like Sanak Sanandan Sanatan. They know that there is a Godhead. He is shapeless. But he has some shape, not worldly, but chinmay shape. That shape cannot be seen or realized by these eyes or by this body. We cannot touch him. We cannot see him. We cannot realize by mind also. He is above mind. Exculpation. All exculpation. What samasta dharanao ke atit avang manasah gochar hai. Kintu Hanuman ji ka